Woot.
It's true. Hello there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970, Solid State Radio. Rick, does anyone else notice that the storm keeps getting closer and growing bigger the more the Rick Emerson Show taunts God and the baby Jesus? Dear God, Rick, cut it out before it snow caves for everyone!
Yeah, it looks pretty freaky out there.
Look, as Stephen King might say, there's a bad mojo coming. There is a bad mood on the rise. And a bathroom on the right, ladies and gentlemen. It's 503-733-2970. Coming up later on, Jim Roop's going to talk about the... I'm going to skip the obvious Golden Globes joke here. Talking about the Golden Globes, we got a pair of L.A. Guns tickets to give away. And more from Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth. Do we have some appropriate music for... do we have that Todd Gorger music? And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Let's welcome now to the Rick... Thank you. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. He is the world's foremost chronicler of mainstream nudity. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com. What's up, brother?
Hey, Rick. How's it going?
How you doing? It's been a long time since we've had you on the show.
Long time no nudity.
Yes. We've had at least two. We've been fired, I think, at least twice since we talked to you last time. So
that's all right. I always have a great time on your show. Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, and I know that I think I caught you talking to Likas the other day. I was listening to Tom Likas the other day.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
There,
it was on last week.
Absolutely. Talking about, because now you've got, and we'll get to this in just a second. I have a couple questions I want to ask you. You've got the top five nude scenes of 2006?
Yes, it had to come out on DVD in 06, had to be a celebrity, and it's a good list.
I was going to ask you this, what is your criteria? And for people who haven't been there, I'll give a quick overview. MrSkin.com, and I'll be very clear about this, it's probably not something you want to be looking at in the workplace, but it's not like a porn site.
No, not at all. It's an R-rated site. It's, when you walk into a Blockbuster, you could rent a movie and it has nudity. I'm just featuring stuff you would find at the typical Blockbuster, typical video store. And you know what? From the early on, I made the decision. I'm not a porn star. To me, that's not what was interesting to me. What was interesting is seeing a celebrity, even if it was just 5 seconds of nudity in a film. That's what I cared about. Guys love porn. I understand. Cool. I enjoy my share of my day. But to me, the big thrill is seeing the celebrities nude. And that's what MrSkin.com is all about. It's about finding if your favorite celebrity has ever done a nude scene. And we make the site a lot of fun. And it's really the biggest database for nudity in film.
It's and by the way, while it's 503-733-2970, 503-733-2970. If you've got maybe a quick question about whether your favorite celebrity has ever appeared nude, and I have to tell you that we get so many guys who will send us pictures of, they'll claim that it's, it's Britney Spears who's gone nude, or it's Scarlett Johansson, and it's like, but it's all fake, and it's like Photoshop stuff. What Mr. Skin, though, what your site does is, because you were that kid probably that every high school had, where you were like 14 years old, and you were at home, wearing out the VHS tape on, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
You got it, and I would take the nude scenes and edit them onto videotapes, so I'd have like 5-hour VHS tapes of just nude scenes, and I'd chronicle them. I had them by TV stars, by 70s icons, and I do it that way. And I just really knew this stuff, and because combined with the memory, I have a skill to remember when you ask me an actress, I could tell you the movie, when, how far into the movie she's nude, and that kind of is how this all started. And this is what I get to do for a living. I mean, I get to run MrSkin.com. We have 45 skin employees and get 6 million visitors a month to the website, and the fact that I get to do this for a living, I'm so lucky. This is great.
Okay, so before we do anything first, I got to take selfish advantage of this and ask a couple questions. First of all, Megan Price from Grounded for Life.
Yeah, I wish I had good news on Megan Price. She's a definite hottie, but hasn't even come close. Hasn't even been in underwear or bikini where I could give you something.
That's too bad. And then there was a show called, what was it called? Was it called Almost Perfect?
Sarah Rue. I have some amazing news for you. She did a movie. Now, I'm going to have to say something. Do me a favor and please go look at, and we are talking about Sarah Rue here. Please look at her topless pictures in Gypsy 83.
Gypsy, is that a movie?
Yes, Gypsy 83. Go look at it because you have to see it to believe it. But Sarah Rue in that movie is ridiculous. So now I hope we're talking about the same actress.
Yeah, we're talking. She's a pleasingly endowed young lady.
Yeah, because there's less than perfect and almost perfect, and I was hoping you're talking about less than.
I think maybe I'm talking about less than perfect. She's a blonde girl, a little heavier, but incredibly proportioned.
Okay, we are talking about the same actress, Sarah Rue from Less Than Perfect, that played Claude on the show.
Yeah,
she is in a movie called Gypsy 83, and all I want to tell you is you have to go look at her topless pictures. I just want to say that she has the biggest chest in the history of television stars. That's all I'll say to you. It's
fantastic.
Unbelievable.
All right, duly noted. I'm going to block out some time after the show today. Fantastic.
Okay, but it's great. She's definitely one that you want to check out.
It's. Let me ask you, before we talk about the top five nude scenes of 2006, we're talking to Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com. Who's... two questions. A, who is the most searched for woman on your site that is actually there? And then, who is the holy grail that you're waiting for that's not there yet?
Well, I think it's funny. In the history of the site, 7 years, one actress has always kind of floated around the top 20. Sometimes she's number one, sometimes she's number 10, but she always seems to be in the top 20, and that's Alyssa Milano, who we know from Who's the Boss.
Right.
And she went on to do some real nice B-movies in the 90s where she was nude, and then now is back as a television star. And her movie Embrace of the Vampire, I consider the Citizen Kane of celeb horror movies, and she's always been searched. But, you know, it's anyone who's popular. I mean, right now, Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton and Britney Spears are searched quite frequently, just like they are at Google. They're searched at MrSkin.com. And, you know, it just depends who's hot. When Desperate Housewives first started, all the actresses on Desperate Housewives were high on the list. So it just matters, you know, what's hot right now. And that it kind of, you know, if you're hot as a celebrity, you'll be hot at Mr. Skin.
And who's the holy grail right now out there that you're waiting for? The one girl, is it Scarlett Johansson? Is it?
It's a tough battle between Scarlett Johansson and Jessica Simpson. If either one decides to do a topless scene, I will be very, very excited. And if I could get one in 07, I'll be happy. If I get two, I'll be it'll be the greatest year ever.
Now, how do studios feel about you? Because if you go to Mr. Skin, you see that there are actual. You can watch the clip from the movie. You can see the stills. You can see little, you know, if an actress has been nude in a film, you can just watch just the nude scene. The studios get the pissed off at you about that? Are they?
Well, you know, before I launched the site in August of '99, I had the same question you just had, and I went to a good intellectual property attorney here in my hometown of Chicago, and I said, you know, before I launch this website, I want to make sure I do it right. And she was very clear. She said, your site, you have to be a news site, a review site. You have to rate and give commentary and criticism. And if you do that, you're allowed to show a tiny portion of, you know, someone's work because you are, it's called fair use. Now, that is one side of it. The other side of it is over the years, because of all the publicity I give the movies all the time I talk about, I'm going to be talking about five movies today that guys are going to want to check out because of the nudity. Studios have now started to, and not just started over the last couple of years, we get about 75% of the studios actually sending me the DVDs before they're in the store so that we could review them and have them ready when they come out. So it's been a real nice situation. And I think thirdly, it's not a paparazzi site where we're standing on a roof taking photographs and posting it. This is all stuff that's been, you know, this is stuff actresses willingly did, and we stick with that, and I just stick with movies, TV, and video, and no porn and all that other stuff.
And so this isn't like a telephoto lens. This is like where actresses, it's just if you want to know if your favorite actress has been nude, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, and we report on it. We give you, like, you know, that's the thing, because it's also a huge database. If you want to know if any actress has ever been naked, you could search her, and we'll tell you that information. You don't have to see the pictures and clips. You know, that's a bonus, but if you just want to know the information and go rent it or buy it yourself, we have that information for you.
All right. So you've just assembled your top five mainstream nude scenes for 2006.
Yes. Well, let me start with number five is Jennifer Aniston in The Breakup. That happened at the 57-minute mark with Vince Vaughn. Everybody pretty much knows about this. But this is something very important. The theatrical version and the widescreen DVD, both kind of the angle of it, you just couldn't see too much of Jennifer's backside. But if you rent the full screen version, very important here, the full screen version, a much a better view of Jennifer naked, and because of that, full screen only, is the number five on my list of best celebrity nude scenes of 2006.
I just had to break in. It was just a question. So you, the great thing about being you, obviously, is A, that you get to do this as a living, and B, you must see this before anybody else, though, because like, you must get like this, the early scoop on all of this.
And not only do we get it, but I also have guys that I pay that go to all the film festivals on top of even before it's like in theaters. I get guys that go to film festivals and check stuff out and report back to me to say, you will not believe this. Such and such is going to be naked. We just got word that Christina Ricci is going to have a great nude scene in a movie that's coming out in 2007, and guys found that out through, you know, little festivals or little, you know, however they find out, and then they report it to me, and I get to talk about it on the air, and
now,
that's a real neat thing.
Not to get off the subject of the top five nude scenes you're doing, but now Christina Ricci, but it's kind of like a bait and switch right there. Like, she's done a couple nudes, because all my guy friends and I, we all grew up, like, we were just so in love with her.
Right.
And it's... But she's done a couple, but she always does something where she like drops a bunch of weight, or she looks all grubby and dirty or something. Like, she's never done just a flat-out good-looking nude scene, has she?
Well, she did in a movie called Prozac Nation back in 2001, and I want to say, you know, after you're done with Sarah Rue, go check out Christina Ricci in Prozac Nation. You got a lot of work to do today. And Christina Ricci in Prozac Nation, I think you're going to be very pleased when you see her topless scene in that.
Excellent. All right, so number four on the top five nude scenes.
Number four is a movie that came out on October 3rd on DVD called Edmund. It's a David Mamet movie, and William H. Macy is the William H. Macy stars in it, and it's about a man who goes kind of off the deep end, and he ends up in a peep show, and Bei Ling is the girl who is topless behind the glass. You might know her from Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow, and she posed in Playboy. She's been in a ton of movies, but she is the girl behind the window, and of all the nude scenes I saw, I thought this was the fourth best. Bei Ling in the movie Edmund at the 18-minute mark.
Excellent.
Number three is a movie called Rampage, which came out on DVD back in January, and Brittany Daniel is the girl who is nude. Now, if you don't know who she was the hot blonde in Joe Dirt.
Right.
She's also been in Dawson's Creek, Basketball Diaries, but she had never done a nude scene, and I love when actresses have never been naked, but all of a sudden, the movie they get naked in, it's not just a brief thing. They're pretty much nude from start to finish.
They just decided to go whole hog with it.
Yeah, that's the case here, and Brittany Daniel, especially the 46-minute mark, walking around completely nude by the pool. Anyone who knows the movie Joe Dirt and thought it was a fun movie and thought that blonde girl is incredibly hot will want to check this out. Brittany Daniel in Rampage, number three.
All right. Kind of the top five nude scenes of 2006 with Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com.
Number two is a movie called The Notorious Betty Page, which came out on DVD September 26th.
Gretchen Mol.
Yeah, Gretchen Mol, perfect. And I remember early in the year, this was my most skin-anticipated DVD of the year because I knew there was great nudity. I couldn't wait to see what they were going to do with this film. And Gretchen Mol really has a beautiful actress, beautiful body. You might know her. She was in the movie Rounders with Matt Damon. She was the love interest in that. And a great thing here, she's naked a lot in this movie. I especially enjoy the full frontal scene at the 30-minute mark during a photo shoot. But Gretchen Mol in The Notorious Betty Page is number two.
And so now, she plays Betty Page, and how do I put this? She's fully nude playing Betty Page, which of course is a different 40, 50 years ago.
Landscape was a little different back then.
They are period accurate.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Exactly.
Landscaping was a little different back then. But yeah, no, it was, they were true to what, and she really looked like Betty Page, which is kind of neat, too. So it's a great movie, too. And Gretchen Mol, The Notorious Betty Page, my second favorite celebrity nude scene of 2006. But number one of all the nude scenes I saw this year, the movie and the scene I loved the most was from a movie called Ask the Dust that came out July 25th, and Selma Hayek goes for a skinny dip scene at the 33-minute mark. Colin Farrell is also in the scene, but Selma definitely steals the show. And you know, it's funny, I've had so many people tell me that they really loved the nudity in Frida of Selma Hayek, but the unibrow was killing them. They couldn't deal with the unibrow. But if you're wondering where that unibrow went, you can see it in this movie. But Selma Hayek in As the Dust, by far my favorite nude scene of 2006.
Now, let me ask you this. It's just because you are in a position to know. First of all, I got to tell you, three brief things. A, is Colin Farrell in, also nude in this scene? Because we are to understand that he is distractingly... He is a blessed man. Yes, he is.
So, but I'm not. That part is probably where the scene kind of tanks a little for me. But the initially, she undresses, goes in the ocean, and he's standing there fully clothed, like, you know, she's saying, "Come in, come in." And it's like any guy would. You'd have to go join her for a skinny dip.
Now, let me ask you this: in your estimation, because somebody sent me a link the other day of Selma Hayek not nude, but in a bra from the show Ugly Betty.
Yeah.
And has she gotten implants recently, or is
she
just...
You know what? We really, truly believe that they're real, and we say so at the website. It's, you know, the thing that is the reason I think they are is she's always had them, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, she's only 5 feet tall, so they may only be C's or something, and that just, you know, because of her size, they look even bigger. But you're right about that Ugly Betty. She was... naked on an elevator in Ugly Betty, a show on ABC, in her bra. That caused such a, just an amazing thing on the internet. Everyone, it brought so much press and notoriety to Ugly Betty, a show that, you know, normally you wouldn't care too much about, I would guess. But because of her scene, so many guys have been talking about it, and even you saw that just like did and said, wow, now I got to check this out a little more.
Absolutely. All right, the website is MrSkin.com. And of course, you can go there and you can see the clips from all of his top five nude scenes of 2006, and it's completely, and even without the, you know, even if they just go there, they haven't joined it, whatever, they could do certain, even if you just want to know the answer to has somebody been nude, so you can go rent it yourself, you can find that out at MrSkin.com, right?
Yes, it's all there, and we made it pretty simple to find it, and most of all, it's a lot of fun. We have a great time. We're very complimentary, and we really have a passion for this, and I think you'll see that when you go to MrSkin.com.
Cool. Excellent. Mr. Skin, it's a pleasure. It's been too long. We'll have you back on again in the new year, my friend.
I would love it. Thanks,
all right,
Rick.
Take it easy. There you go. Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. 503-733-2970. That guy is a machine. That guy is so great.
Yeah, he is.
I forgot how great he is, man. It's like he's one of those guys where it's like, I don't even need to be here. Mr. Skin, hello. And then he just goes, man. He just goes for like a solid 12 minutes. Dig that guy. Oh, and I believe he sent us free trial memberships.
Oh, really?
By which I mean he sent me a free trial membership.
Oh, I don't get one? Does he do guys or just girls?
No, I think he just... I should have asked him that.
I was going to ask him, but then I had a coughing fit.
Well, you know what he should do maybe is a spinoff. He might consider maybe a spinoff site, like Mr. Skin for, you know,
Mrs. Skin.
Mrs. Skin. Just for dudes. I don't know. Because I think Mr. Skin right now... is just, I think it's just chicks, but, all right. Yeah, I've made some copious notes to myself during that interview. It's 503-733-2970. So we should take a break here. Come back. Tim Riley from the Ministry of Truth. In this hour, another pair of tickets to give away to L.A. Guns tonight with the Bullet Boys, Appetite for Deception, and Outlaws. Later on, Jim Roop is going to talk about the Golden Globes with us. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. He's here right there. Hello there. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. 503-733-2970. Got this, Rick. Well, I had something and then it's gone. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's Rick at RickEmerson.com. Now, Scotty is saying here, Scotty is claiming that, what is the guy's name? It's Michael something or other? Michael Zibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibib Well, fine. Okay. A is the guy from the Bureau of Land Management. All right, so we'll get him on here. Good, well done, Scotty. I sort of throw that crap out, but I sort of assume that, like, it can't happen. So Scotty is apparently rounded up the guy from the Bureau of Land Management, and we're going to try to figure out exactly this lock that the news organizations were holding up. This lock was broken by vandals, which is why James Kim is dead. And apparently now there was no lock. So we're curious, and Tim Riley noted this, we're curious as to where that lock came from that they were waving in front of the camera. Ladies and gentlemen, at the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Savage rain, unforgiving destructive winds are on the way. A high wind warning goes into effect at 4 o'clock. It'll stay in effect till 7 a.m. tomorrow. This is in effect for the Portland-Vancouver area, Southwest Washington, and the Cascade Foothills. Now, on the coast, heavy winds expected to hit at 3 o'clock, an hour later than previously forecast. Gusts there expected to be between 85 and 100 miles an hour. Anything over 74 miles an hour is considered a hurricane-force gust. Ocean swells can reach 40 feet. Now, once the winds move inland, the gusts will be between 60 and 65 miles an hour, with 30 to 40 mile per hour sustained winds. The peak winds for the Portland metro area expected to hit around 8 p.m. tonight.
And the peak, does it say that the 75 mile an hour winds or what, 100 mile an hour gusts, that's on the coast?
That's on the coast.
And so do we know what it's going to be? And really, anything over 75 is a hurricane?
Anything over 74 miles per hour is considered a hurricane force gust.
And so now it's not going to be that bad here in the city, is it?
No, 60 to 65 miles an hour gusts. And so get those dogs walked before 8 o'clock.
Yeah, seriously. That's going to be
supposed to pick up.
That's going to be no good at all. That's still the 65 miles an hour. That's nothing to sneeze at. That's bad.
With 30 to 40 mile an hour sustained winds.
Yeah, so, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to.
Heavy rains expected as well.
Good God almighty. All right.
So get out those board games tonight.
Seriously. We have board games in your crank of Sea Crane Radio.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There's nothing to crank that up to anymore.
Here's Tim Riley.
Well, Trent Lott hopes Senator Tim Johnson, that's the fellow with the bleeding brain, will make a full recovery after undergoing brain surgery this afternoon.
Bruce Campbell movie.
In the end, while it may not appear like it sometime, we are sort of a full Senate family, and we know each other's spouses, and we do have more of a bond than people realize.
I'm William Castle. Come see my new film, The Man with the Bleeding Brain.
He refused to speculate on the possible shift in the balance of power in the Senate if Johnson was unable to continue.
I'd like to be in the majority, but I don't want to do it that way.
Okay.
White House spokesman Tony Snow apologizing to NBC News correspondent David Gregory. Snow recently accused Gregory of asking a partisan question about Iraq.
And then I was wrong. So I want to apologize and tell you I'm sorry for it. And the reason I do that is not only because it's the right thing to do, because I want people in this room and also people who watch these to understand that the relations in this room are professional and collegial. And if I expect you to do right by us, you have every right to expect that I'll do right by you.
I know this administration is not long for this world, and I wish to get employed elsewhere when I'm done.
So, and Gregory really dislike each other.
You know, the thing about David Gregory, he looks exactly like Aaron Sorkin. It's kind of freaky. Yeah, Scotty is noting you should staple down your tree lights and bolt. You don't have those, you don't have like a big inflatable reindeer in your yard, do you, Scotty? You don't have like those big inflatable Santa things that, you can't have those. That's cheating. You get inflatable Christmas ornaments are, okay, made of sticks.
Okay. We have some in my neighborhood, but they forget to take the price tags off them.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's like a mini Pearl Christmas ornament?
It's like a Home Depot Christmas.
Inflatable Christmas ornaments, I am not with that. Big and gaudy, I don't mind.
But somebody would slash yours.
Well, that's a way, yeah, they would just, yeah, that's the thing. You know what I don't mind, though, are those wicker reindeer that have lights on them. You know what I'm talking about? Those big life-size wicker reindeer. Those are actually kind of cool.
The moving heads?
So the moving heads are okay. The ones that are made of, as Scotty put it, made of sticks. I just can't get with the big inflatable light-up Santas, though. That's sort of like how Lego kits now come with things that are already pre-built inside. It's just cheating. It's not right. Okay, in a few moments here, we'll talk to Michael Campbell here from the Public Affairs Bureau of Land Management.
Meanwhile, Rosie O'Donnell apologizing for alleged anti-Asian remarks on her program. She was talking about Danny DeVito's drunken visit to The View and said, in China, it was like, ching chong, ching chong, ching, Danny DeVito. The comment has been called a perpetration of stereotypes of Asian Americans as foreigners and second-class citizens, but we all know that isn't true. Said Rosie.
Yes. No, of course. Absolutely. So. Let's move along.
All right.
It's 503-733-2970. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson radio program, Michael Campbell. Tell me, Mr. Campbell, if I'm getting this right, is it from the Public Affairs Bureau of Land Management?
Bureau of Land Management, Public Affairs staff.
Public Affairs. Okay, you'll have to forgive Scotty. He only recently learned to speak English. It's not really his fault. All right, so... let's talk for a moment about a couple of things. About
sure.
These guys who are up, everybody's talking about these guys who are up on Mount Hood, but of course this comes on the heels of the James Kim story.
Right.
And James Kim, just to recap for those who forgot about it, you weren't listening, or you were like, on an island somewhere when this happened, he and his family took a wrong turn somewhere down is this a Forest Service road that he ended up going down?
It's actually a Bureau of Land Management road.
A Bureau of Land Management road.
Correct.
Now, Tim Riley, who is the news director here at AM 970, noticed something really interesting, and this is something that I had not noticed and that I have not heard discussed anywhere else. It is the it is now the statement from the Bureau of Land Management that this road was, it was never locked. This gate was not locked at all, right?
That is correct.
So my question is, are you aware of all this news coverage that happened where the reporters from several local
national news
organizations,
mm-hmm.
they were holding up what purported to be a broken lock, and they said, this lock, which had held the gate closed, was broken by vandals, which is what allowed James Kim and his family to go down this road to their doom.
What we decided to do, based on some law enforcement information, is we decided to do a full investigation of this issue because we wanted to make sure, just as everyone else, that we had the most accurate and verifiable information with this regard. And so what we decided to do was this full-blown law enforcement investigation. And what that yielded was the fact that the gate was not locked and it was not closed, as we had previously reported, nor did we find any evidence of vandalism to the gate. In essence, what happened was BLM staff went out in early November with the intention of closing the gate, but because of the complex sort of spider web of roads and whatnot that we manage in that area, they basically couldn't confirm that they wouldn't be locking people behind the gate.
Sure.
If they were to lock the gate, so instead of doing that, they decided to leave the gate open.
Fair enough, because obviously if there's somebody who's up on that road and you don't know if they're, you don't want to pen them in as such.
Right, exactly. And in our Medford district, we manage a significant number of roads, about 6,600 roads, which comprises, nearly 5,000 miles of roadway. So as you can imagine, it's a pretty complex and pretty involved land management structure, right, coupled with the fact that we're, all of Western Oregon, the Bureau of Land Management manages a checkerboard of land. So
my question then is, how is it that the news got this story that there was a lock and it had been broken
and held up pieces of this alleged lock at the scene?
Exactly. And more specifically, where did this lock come that they held up in front of the camera?
Well, that I don't know about, but what we are doing, based on this investigation, where we obviously found information, where we found that we were inaccurately reporting, the status of the gate, we've decided to do a thorough and complete internal review of our policies and procedures, and we're going to ferret out all of those types of questions. Now that we have sort of this law enforcement component complete, we're going to sit back. And we're going to take a look at all of this and figure out, what exactly the chronology was, timeline, who knew what when, et cetera.
Is it conceivable to you that the news people were told, I don't want to say fed, but were told this story that the gate was locked? Is it conceivable that they just went out and found a lock that had nothing to do with the story and held it up to demonstrate what the lock might have looked like?
No, I don't know anything about that.
I understand. I'm not sure. We're not trying to be confrontational about this, but I do.
Because it was claimed that pieces of this broken lock were found at the scene of that gate,
mm-hmm.
at that time.
And so, to the best of your knowledge, that is not true, though.
Well, all we know is that and as I say, this is all going to be part of our internal review process that we're going to be undertaking now as a result of this, you know, this law enforcement investigation. But what we do know is that what the lock was not a standard BLM issue lock. What that means beyond that is something that we're going to take a look at within the context of this this internal investigation.
So there was a lock found at the scene, is that correct?
As I understand it, yeah, there was a lock found.
So there was a lock on the gate, but not a lock from the Bureau of Land Management?
As I understand it, it was not a standard BLM issue lock, and so that's one of the things we're going to look into.
So is the initial belief that the lock was placed there by just some random guy, some guy who's walking through the woods? I believe I will place locks on gates now.
We really, it's as I say, we have a very, very complex, land management structure in Western Oregon, and above and beyond the, gates and roads that we manage, we also manage, a significant number of bridges and so forth and so on. So it's very difficult to tell what and where this lock came from, and that's, as I say, going to be part of that review process.
All right.
Is that gate locked now?
Yeah. On December 6th, Josephine County Sheriff's Deputy, who's under contract with the Bureau of Land Management, did lock that gate. So it is closed and locked.
On a somewhat different but related subject, these guys were up on Mount Hood right now. Are they... I mean, do they have to, tell somebody or ask somebody's permission or get a pass or something before they decide to go up Mount Hood, which it now looks like a decidedly ill-advised idea?
Well, unfortunately, I can't really speak to that. That's under the jurisdiction of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, U.S. Forest Service, different agency, different circumstance.
And again, if you can't speak to this, I understand. If they end up rescuing these guys and they come down, are they going to get socked with the fee for the cost that this is run up the state of Oregon?
That would fall to the folks in the Forest Service.
All right.
Yep.
Michael Campbell, Bureau of Land Management, Public Affairs, thank you so much for coming on the program, sir.
Not a problem.
Thank you. All right, they're going to put you back on. Thank you, Scotty, for talking. If you can... all right, there you go. And he's gone.
I think we scared him away.
I just couldn't wait to get off the phone.
Well, okay, we don't know any more than what... So somebody randomly...
Yeah, why would some Johnny Appleseed guy be wandering through the middle of the goddamn woods locking gates and locking them badly, apparently? I mean, that just doesn't make any sense at all. So, all right. Let's see. Andy, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
What's up?
Why would somebody put a lock on an open gate?
On a what?
On an open gate. I mean, the gate was open, right? And somebody put a lock on it. Why?
Especially because
non-regulation.
That's what I mean.
It was your lock.
I'm sensing somebody may not be telling the entire truth.
It was either the Bureau of Land Management that did it, in which case they did it, as he said, with a lock they shouldn't have been doing it with, and they weren't doing it. They didn't look like they were doing their job. Or B, they would have us. And I'm not trying to jump on that guy because he's just the guy they trot out. Otherwise it would seem like there's just some guy wandering through the woods, putting a lock on a gate that doesn't belong to him, and then not closing it.
It is kind of a cool hobby, though.
Yes. Let's all go lock things randomly. All right. Thank you, Andy. All right, there you go. Yeah, I'm with Andy. There are shenanigans there. Well spotted, Tim Riley.
Darn right.
Let's see.
We're not the award-winning news department for nothing.
Well, now, and I'm going to say, now this...
This is the network of Edward R. Murrow.
It is true.
We continue that tradition on this program.
Here in the Columbia Broadcasting Systems. Now, do we believe that this will be mentioned on any upcoming newscast in any of the other Portland news outlets within the next couple of days?
I would imagine so, yes, because everyone listens here. Remember when we, somebody called up and erroneously reported that there was a department store on fire and every other news station headed down there. We just sat here.
It is true.
Because we knew it was false.
We're sort of the assignment desk. That's really kind of what we are. We're like Danny DeVito on Taxi. We just kind of sit in the cage and send people out to do stuff.
But just remember, when this is brought up in the media, we're the ones who started.
Well, that's the other thing. If this gets brought up, you suppose a local, and they won't use our call letters or your name.
No.
It'll be like, a local radio station today was asking questions, and then they'll cut to, we sent our reporter, Jeff Gianola, out to, that's exactly what it'll be. Let's see. Scotty, should we take these calls? Should we do more? I mean, okay. Well, let's, All right. Well, let's do some. I know if you got more news here.
I do. I have a little bit.
Let's do some more news. Mm-hmm. We'll break. We'll come back. We'll get these calls. We got Jim Roop and whatnot coming up later. But this is Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth.
Meanwhile, the current Miss USA may be stripped of her title because of inappropriate behavior.
Excellent. Tell me it's nude.
Apparently, this fellow Harvey Levin, some kind of lawyer, says pageant officials are concerned about some of Miss Connor's behavior.
Oh.
Among other things, they were saying she was drinking too much, but they were saying other things were going on, too. I mean, there are certain things I just don't want to say because I'm not the cops and I can't really corroborate it, but they're concerned about some of her conduct.
Oh, I was just thinking she was like, it was like some Vanessa, like, lesbian sex thing.
It
like,
might
like
be.
Vanessa, wait,
we can only hope.
Why would the cops be?
Among other things, this is so they great. Were saying she was drinking too much, but they were saying other things were going on, too. I mean, there are certain things I just don't want to say because I'm not the cops and I can't really corroborate
it.
Anytime they're
that,
concerned about some of her
that
conduct.
That phrase comes out of a lawyer's mouth regarding you. Your life has taken a turn for the worse.
Fantastic. Angelina Jolie may be pregnant. Now, Brad Pitt said in a recent interview that he and Ange, as she's now called, wanted to welcome another baby to their family in 2007, but it seems like they're already well on their way. Rumors have been swirling around Hollywood the past couple of weeks that Jolie has been looking rather gaunt. Morning sickness, possibly. Adding fuel to the fire, the pouty puss actress was spotted leaving the Beverly Hills office of her OBGYN. Oh, that should be OBGYN, I guess. Although the weather in 2010 was a balmy 73 degrees, Jolie was bundled in a warm sweater for her trip to the doctor's.
The weather in 2010?
I'm sorry, 90210?
Oh. Is that like a Zager and Evans song or something?
So. Oh, 90210, that's what they say instead of Beverly Hills, I guess.
Oh, I see.
The doctor's office itself is popular with celebrities. Recently, supermodel Heidi Klum and still pregnant TV personality Brooke Burke were spotted leaving that same door as Jolie.
And this is at what kind of doctor?
An OBGYN.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
It's all lead up to that. Frank, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick. You guys were talking about that gate thing?
Yes.
That's right.
I smell a huge lawsuit coming.
Oh, yeah. No, there's... Yeah, I would be amazed if there aren't lawyers banging down the Kim family door right now.
Right, exactly.
It's true. It doesn't really seem like... This sort of seems like a no-win scenario, because it seems like there's no conceivable scenario in which that lock was administered properly or by the right people.
And why would they have, like... fabricated the story. We found a lock.
That's what I'm saying. So
that was the original story. That is nowhere to be found on the internet now.
Is that true?
You can type in the original lock, and it'll say it's there. But once you go, you get the updated story. But the original is no longer entered in the public record.
You know, but the thing about the internet, though, is that story is out there somewhere. That story is...
And yeah. Off subject, why does Sarah Hader raise her phone so much?
Sarah, why do you hate America?
Oh, it was so bad. It was really slow. I could never check anything. Every time I'd hit a button.
Who's your carrier?
Reeked of
poo. Verizon.
Verizon. You want to get rid of the phone?
I should say, by the way, by way of balance, I am extremely happy with my phone. My phone is also carried by Verizon.
Okay.
So we don't.
Do you want to get rid of her phone?
I already did.
You already did.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's sitting in a drawer in my room.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Yeah, it's Frank.
No, I don't want to give that thing to anyone.
No. I'm just saying. Let's not tar unfairly. I'm very happy with my
Verizon.
No, license.
I have a different Verizon phone now, and it's fine.
All right. It's 537. Well, no, I don't, because I do not wish to, I do not wish to unfairly tar anybody here. I'm just saying. Because I know, Rick Emerson knows the power of the media. So, it's 503. Don't roll your eyes at me.
They're about to sign an annual.
No, I had nothing to do with that. No, I don't even think they're an advertiser. It has nothing
to
do with that.
Every time we say something bad about somebody, they sign up with us.
Yeah, I don't think they advertise with it. It has nothing to do with
that.
It's that I am really happy with the service, and so I'm just saying that I want to make sure that the problem is the razors themselves, though. That's the thing. It is the razor phone that people seem to have the problem with. That's where, because I think we've had many, many calls, bad, unintelligible, static-filled calls from people on their razors who have maybe not had the best of luck with them.
I'm not sure what I have.
Let's see here. Well, let's break here, and we'll come back, and we come back.
More weather news, suspect panic.
We'll have weather news, Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth, Jim Roop, and then... Okay, fine, Scotty. You're kind of getting on my nerves with this, Scotty. We'll come back and talk to Scotty J and get Scotty J's thoughts on the James Kim story. If only because it's driving me a little batty that you won't lay off with the comments on the instant messenger. You stay there. Back after this is the Rick Emerson radio program. The night was dark and the sky was blue. Down the alleyway, I swagger blue. Lit off all fans, sunlight and scream. You could have heard.